high character guys that love each other and play. You know, you don't do this unless there's too many good football teams out there, including the one we just played. That, you know, the whole, that's the brotherhood of trust.
Okay. At what point in the last three games were you confident that Cardale could handle all this?
I didn't know about Wisconsin. After Wisconsin, the way he handled himself and then his practice routine was incredible that I'd never seen. And I was pretty confident today.
Why did it change, you think, for him, his practice routine?
Oh, I think he's not an 18-year-old guy. He's 22, I think. He's been around the block a few times. Probably a couple bad blocks, but he's been around the block. And I mean, it's Tom Herman has done a great job, but he's a product of this program's pretty rugged. And there's some guys that didn't survive it.
Did you say anything to him after the fumble? Did you say anything to him?
Oh, yeah. So we're just
How
going back.
Time?
Yeah, I counted to 10 backwards because I usually say bad things. And I did. I went back and I, you know, get composure because we needed them. And you notice we let him settle down a little bit. We pounded the ball for a while, let him settle down. But then we had, you know, we threw a nice outcut, you know, to Mike Thomas and made some other great plays.
What surprised you most about this team?
A to Z. I mean, there's so much. You know, if you're talking about tonight, nothing really surprised me other than how well we played on defense, because I thought we'd play well and still overcome four turnovers. What surprised me from week one till now, I mean, we don't have time to go through it all.
At what point did you know you weren't a year away, it could happen now?
National title conversation, not until the Wisconsin game. That was one that I, you know, I was like, what was that? You know, to hold it, because you have to play great defense. And you know, I thought we could move the ball. Obviously, we didn't turn the, we can't turn the ball over. But our defense, you talk about, they finish so strong. They tackle so well. I think it's one of the best tackling teams I've ever been around.
Does this one mean more because you're the first in the playoff system to win a national champ? I mean, this is history.
I'm not going to get into the mean more because that's not fair. That's they were, you know, it's our third championship that we were fortunate to be a part of. And this is, I think it's unique because it's college football history. And, you know, it was Super Bowl atmosphere, you know, for, you know, obviously ESPN has a lot invested in this thing and they spent a lot of time on it.
Is it fair to say it might be the most close-knit of your championship teams?
I'm not going to start comparing teams because those other, you don't do this. I'm sure who won it last year, Florida State.
Yeah.
I'm sure that coaching staff said this. Yeah. You don't do these things unless the team plays for some other purpose other than we're going to win a championship. Yeah. That doesn't work that way.
But like you said, there was some point where you noticed that it was as close as any team you've been around.
As close as any team, but all three of those championship teams, that's the common denominator.
What was that moment? Was it the Penn State game? Was it
the Penn State game, first overtime.
Was there a point for you in a private moment where you looked at yourself, maybe threw your hands up and just wondered how much more you guys could take of the adversity?
Yeah, no, I didn't throw my hands up, but you know, it's part of the job. That the one thing that I think we all learned lessons through our coaching career, and if you start making excuses, then players respond and they use excuses. There's never been one time that, first of all, if I hear it from a coach, that's a bad day. And then if I, you know, obviously if we hear it from a player, then we got to get it fixed. And excuses cause problems, but there's, you know, next man up. You hear that all the time, but how many actually do it? And I'm not saying that we're perfect, because there's been times before our team didn't do it. But this is a unique team.
After Wisconsin, did you sort of recalibrate as a coach to say, okay, you know, maybe we can?
No, you just go game to game. It's a time warp, man. It goes so fast. You just want to do the best we can. And our strength coach, I want to shout out to Mick, too, that this is our 22nd week of football. We had no scout team because we lost four receivers in the last 2 weeks, scout team receivers. And we were down to vapor. You know, if someone said for the 18, someone wants to go 8 or 16 or something like that, if they said you got one more, we couldn't do it. You know, we're down. We couldn't practice. So Urban, go play a game without practice, and that's not going to work out.
Urban, the BCS era, if we were still in that, you probably wouldn't have had the opportunity to play for the national championship. Your thoughts?
Players said that. I just think I saw it coming. I heard about it. Now to be a part of it was a unique opportunity. We're very honored to be part of it. Thanks, guys.